Hello, you beautiful people, and welcome to this guided journaling session with yours truly. I am really excited about this topic. I was actually listening to a podcast. I believe it is called Girls with Goals podcast. I do like listening to them, and they did a guided journaling session, which I thought was a really good idea, especially because journaling can be overwhelming, and like there's so much that goes into it, but at the same time there's so much freedom that comes with it too. And if you don't know where to start, it is very overwhelming. So that's why I decided to do a little guided journaling session for you guys today, especially because I mention this in every podcast, you guys. You know how much I love journaling, how much it has helped me mentally figure out who I am and just get everything out on paper, get it out of my head, and put actions behind my words. And so I love every aspect of journaling. And like I mentioned, it can be an overwhelming process, but there is a freedom that comes with it because there is no right or wrong way to journal. It's just writing whatever you want. Nobody's gonna see it. Nobody's gonna read it. Nobody is judging you. And so that's where I like the freedom aspect of it that comes in. But this guided journaling session is going to be for those who don't really know where to start journaling. It's kind of gonna give you a little like starting point with prompts, which are always helpful when you know you want to journal something out, but you're having a hard time really reaching what you want to write. So I'm a really big fan of prompts in general. And of course, this works for anybody too. If you journal daily, if you journal every once in a while, whatever it may be for you, this is just here to use it for your discretion, whatever you want to do with it. So I do already have an episode titled Journaling 101, where I go over all you need to know when it comes to either journaling for the first time or if you do it daily. That episode is a deep dive that I highly recommend you listen to when you get a chance, just to kind of give anybody who's like new to journaling and this whole process a little bit of a background. It's like a little safe space to introduce you to the world of journaling. But like I said, it's really not intimidating. It's honestly very therapeutic. It's free therapy, guys. It's free therapy for yourself. So take advantage of these methods. Take advantage of this episode. And the prompts that I have for you guys, I'm actually super excited for, because it is specifically guided towards self-reflection. So we're using this as a starting point, because I truly believe that you have to understand who you are as a person before you can evolve into the highest version of yourself. You have to start from the bottom, kind of dig deep into who you are right now, and figure out from there where you want to take the best qualities of yourself, the qualities you don't like, different aspects of your life that you envision your highest version of yourself has. We kind of have to start from ground zero. So that's what this guided journaling session is going to be about today. And how this works is I will read off the specific prompts, and after I read them off, some music will play for about 30 seconds. I didn't want to do it too long for you guys, especially to make the episode a little bit less time consuming. And I wanted to mention that please pause this episode, okay? In the middle of your journaling, I don't want it to be like, oh, I only have 30 seconds to answer this prompt. Like, I'm timed, I'm rushed, I don't want to think it all through. Like, I'm telling you, please pause the episode and really journal it out, journal it through, think through everything, be honest and open with yourself, because that's what it's all about. You have to be honest with yourself and really dig deep, and that takes more than 30 seconds, guys, okay? Sometimes it might take 30 seconds, but realistically, it's gonna take more than 30 seconds. So I mainly just have the music in there for aesthetics and because I think it's pretty, and just to give you guys a little like heads up, being like, hey, this prompt ended, you have about 30 seconds till the next prompt comes up, please pause so that way you guys can journal it through, really get through what the prompt is asking of you, and prompting of you, if you will. I feel like I'm saying prompt a lot, but that's what this episode is about. So again, really no rules here. No one's ever going to know what you write, and this is all for you. It's meant to help you grow. Like, these questions are meant to challenge your thinking and your perception of yourself. So all I ask is that you be honest and give 100% effort, because this is serious, guys. This is so serious. I'm being so serious. I want you guys to become the best versions of yourselves just as much as you should want the same thing for yourself. So take this seriously. If you don't have time when this episode releases, that's totally fine. I'm not offended. If you want to set it aside and do it when you're ready, when you're mentally ready to be able to take this episode seriously for yourself, go for it. All for it. Whatever works best for you. Answering these questions, make sure you're as open, as honest as you can be. So give details, be specific with yourself, don't hold back. Again, no one is going to see this, and you're doing it for your growth. So let all of your thoughts out. I guarantee you'll feel better at the end of this. So make sure you have your notebooks, journals, notes app, voice memos, whatever it may be, because we are starting. So the first prompt that I have written down: when do you feel the most like yourself? What is something you wish that other people knew about you? What has been the hardest thing to forgive yourself for? Is there someone that you are secretly seeking approval from? And what would having their approval change? Is there something you are not being honest about with yourself? Who are you right now? What are some qualities that you love about yourself that you want to carry into the person you are trying to be? What is one thing you can do starting today to show up for yourself? That is all the prompts that I have for you guys. I hope you found this helpful and eye-opening for yourselves and for your growth and for your journey altogether. And I am very glad that you took the time today to do some self-reflection, because that's not always the easiest or the fun choice to do, but you guys are continuously choosing yourselves, and it's amazing. I genuinely love to see it. So it's always good to be self-aware of our habits and patterns so we can address what we love and what we need to leave behind in order to evolve. So I will have the prompts posted for you guys to follow along when you are journaling, and they will be posted on the podcast Instagram, which is linked in the show notes for you guys. And of course, on Pinterest, you can always find specific prompts if you're wanting to do more of a deep dive, or if you're struggling, or if you just want to surf on Pinterest. All for it, go crazy. A girl loves Pinterest. I will not stop raving about her because I genuinely am very much obsessed. But I'll have a specific board for you guys in the show notes also, where you can check out some journal prompts that I have set aside and kind of surf on Pinterest a little bit. It's always a good mind break. But yes, I hope you found this helpful, and I am planning on doing more guided journaling sessions, each one kind of evolving in the process that goes along with self-growth. Because like I said, we have to start from the bottom, but I just don't want to stick at the bottom. Like, I want us to grow and evolve together. So there will be some bonus episodes, so make sure you guys are following the podcast on all platforms, wherever you listen, streaming, Instagram, Spotify, Apple, everything, so that way you don't miss a bonus episode when it drops, because I cannot guarantee when those are going to come out, but I want you guys to have access to them. And while you're at it, go ahead and positively rate the show, as it only takes like 5 seconds, guys, and it really does help me reach more people, and then we can create an even stronger, more supportive community. And I just really want to see that evolve for everybody. So that's everything. I love you guys. Thank you for listening, and see you next week.